Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is our final part on our series about the First Opium War. When last we left off, the British were at the gates of Nanking, and the important thing to remember about Nanking is that while it is not the capital of China, that'd be Beijing, it does sit at the head of a river, the Yangtze, and the Yangtze is sort of the highway that flows through all of China. And if you can cut off access to that river, then you could eventually choke out Beijing, even if you couldn't capture the capital properly. It could become a war of attrition simply because no supplies would be able to get to the capital. Both the British and the Chinese knew the importance of Nanking and knew that this conflict would come down to whether or not they won this particular battle. But as it would turn out, there would be no final battle at Nanking, as the Chinese emperor finally sort of calmed down and realized that if he lost Nanking, he would likely lose his entire country. His entire country could get thrown into chaos as the capital starved. He might lose everything. So he finally decided he would negotiate peace terms. Some Chinese diplomats did try a delaying tactic to see if anything else could be done, but eventually it was quite clear that China would have to concede just about every point that the British wanted over to the British government. Now, whereas Captain Charles Elliot had only been asking 6 million of the Chinese government, eventually 21 million was negotiated to be paid as reparations. Additionally, many more British ports were to be built in China, and all tariff rates would have to be agreed upon rather than being set solely by the Chinese. The island of Hong Kong was ceded in perpetuity to the British, and perhaps most painfully of all to the Chinese, the tea monopoly that they had was to be broken. In fact, of everything asked, there were only 2 points that the Chinese did not allow. They would not allow Christian missionaries into their country, which was a touchy subject to begin with that the British didn't fight them too much on. And the legalization of opium. The Chinese government outright refused to legalize opium, even though they knew that they could not prevent its sale or prevent its use. They outright refused to legalize opium, even though the British government made it fairly clear that they would like them to. Now, unfortunately, it is these two minor points that the Chinese disagreed on that lead to the Second Opium War, which in its broad strokes is shockingly similar to the first one. The cultural and political importance of these opium wars cannot be understated, at least when you look at the nation of China. What China would come to call these unequal treaties would go down in Chinese history as the beginning of what the communist government would later call the century of humiliation. The specter of this shame and forced subservience to European interest continues to shape politics today, and this history is often invoked or used as a rallying cry during dealings with the West, even now. And that is just about all the things I have to say about the First Opium War. Remember, if you like these little history segments that I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Just click on the Community tab and go down to On Demand and then find a history segment that looks interesting to you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.